We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm good. Busy these days. I'm sort of between retiring and being busy. I don't know which is more.
Talk to me a little bit about Juneteenth today. It is a holiday. It is a day that a lot of people don't even know what it means.
Well, that's true. I didn't know what it meant for much of my life. You know, the whole thing with slavery has been something that America has very reluctantly addressed. And only in recent times, I mean, like last few years where you've had 12 years of slaves, Lincoln, Django, which was sort of a spoof. But, you know, it's only just in the recent, I mean, like 5 years that people have begun to really acknowledge slavery. So I didn't know it either. I grew up in America, too. You know, I didn't know about Juneteenth. I didn't know the slaves in Texas were the last ones to know they were free. I didn't know much about slavery, period. In fact, America didn't cover it. Mm-hmm. So it was a couple of things. I mean, Americans didn't, white folks didn't want to talk about it because it was, you know, kind of embarrassing. And black folks didn't want to talk about it because it was embarrassing for them to. It's no great honor to have been a slave either. So they're not in a hurry to sort of address it. So it just kind of didn't go anywhere. And now we recognize that it really was a major, major part of American history.
It was, but to your point, I still think that there's a lot of white America that doesn't want to address the issue of slavery and feels like that was way before their time.
Well, it was way before their time. And when I thought Mitch McConnell's comment last night sort of mm-hmm. saying something like, well, you know, there's nobody alive today who experienced slavery, but he misses the point. That he, in this case, he probably wants to miss the point. But the point is, and it was interesting, he sort of said, well, we sort of have given Obama as though, you know, that was somehow, you know, okay, that made up for slavery. When in fact, well, the irony of that for him saying is that he was one of the persons who actually fought so adamantly against Obama. So it's kind of interesting he didn't say that. But no, Americans don't know. I mean, a lot of black people don't know about slavery. They don't know it lasted for 246 years. You know, I didn't really know much about it. I mean, I'm a race person. I've studied race all my life. That's all I've ever done. And I never really thought so much about it either. I sort of picked up, you know, after slavery and went on. And in history, it was taught to us as though, well, there was this thing called slavery. A white guy named Lincoln freed the slaves, and we should all be thankful for him. Rather than saying, hey, you know, we practiced this grossly inhumane policy for 2.5 years. It wasn't like we had a bad day. Or the Nazis were only in power for 13 years.
Right.
And we did this for 2.5 centuries. One day it dawned on me. I don't know, not that long ago, maybe 15 years ago or so. 2.5 centuries? I mean, it's like, really? I mean, you know, it's not like you had a bad regime. You had a bad day. You had
a bad moment, yeah. Dr. Yeah, Davis, you know, let me get one last question in before we run out of time, because Cory Booker is going to Congress today to talk about reparations. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, reparations. I mean, what the comment that, again, that Mitch McConnell made, you know, about had no one being alive, but there are millions of people who are alive who benefited from slavery. They don't recognize it. And there are millions of people who are still damaged by slavery. I mean, you know, some black people, some of us have, despite all sorts of odds, done well, but there are millions of black people who really have never had a chance to participate in the American dream, have really been held back, and whites don't see that.
That's the other thing
about the immigrants, some of the immigrants, too, some of the new people coming in, they don't see it either. They don't know it. They just sort of see, why aren't these black people taking more advantage of these things?
Sure. Dr. Larry Davis, thanks so much. Lots of food for thought, and it's obviously a conversation we're going to continue with. Appreciate you.
Love to have it. Thank
all right.
you.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.